October, day 30. MC Fontaine here. So I'm just going to sum up what I've thought of October, which basically is, I think it's been brilliant. I know Paul O'Mahony put a boo out saying he didn't create or invent October, but it was your initial idea, Paul, so I think a lot of thanks has to go to you. But in the same breath, as you said in your boo, it's created by the community, and that's the main thing that I'll take away from this, the community of people, because I've got to know a lot of new people through this, people that hopefully I should be friends with for many, many years to come. Some of these people have been absolute gems of finds, I think, personally. And this is not detracting from anyone else. It's just a few of the personal favourites for me. I've loved listening to Max Boos, especially the ones that start with the bird song in his garden or whatever, you know, wherever he is. They're brilliant. They're nice, sort of calming, relaxing starts to the day. I've loved Stefano's Octavas. He started me off listening to some old Big Band records again, so thanks for that. And people like Bernie, Top Gold, I'd never heard of, and SM2N, and Dean, and Sarah, all of you, I've loved all of the boos, they've been really good. I think it's been great that we could all sort of share music that we love. Hopefully you've not all got too bored with too many Velvet Underground songs from me. So I think Paul was right, when Paul said, this is a community that's created it, and let's do this again. I think if I have to pick a personal favourite Octaver, it would be for a funny reason, and it would be Paul O'Mahony's reply when a bunch of us went into long, intricate details of how we recorded our Octavas, and then Paul did his reply, which basically said, I start audio boot, I press record. That was just really funny. I thought it was brilliant. So I look forward to spending more time listening to you guys in the coming months and years. I shall let Sly Stone sign off for them. Thank you.